Well, Paul Bongiorno is in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Paul, as we've heard, this is a bit of a case of he said and he said, and there's bigger issues in terms of whether the quality of advice the government's getting on major bills. But is the Attorney-General, in your view, in trouble here in terms of his statement to the Parliament earlier in the year?
Well, what we've heard this morning is an extraordinary exchange. What we've got here is two high-powered lawyers in very responsible positions, in the governance of Australia, contradicting each other. And George Brandis has got what he considers documentary proof to show that he did the consultations in the way in which he said, and certainly the way in which he understands them. And then we've got the Solicitor General saying that not only is his understanding different, the facts are different. And I don't want to run for cover here, Fran. But frankly, it's almost beyond my pay grade to determine which man is telling the truth.
All right. Paul, on another issue, the Energy Minister, State and Federal, will meet tomorrow following the blackout in South Australia last week. The regulator's report did find that wind power had a role in the outage. It didn't necessarily say it caused it, but it said it was involved in it somehow. Malcolm Turnbull stepped up the attack. He said the Premier, Jay Weatherill, failed to keep the lights on. Jay Weatherill on AM earlier said the government said this. Let's listen.
The Federal Liberal Party is bought and sold by coal interests. It's as simple as that. And whenever something like this happens, they're the first out of the blocks to actually criticise wind energy, renewable energy, because it threatens their business case.
Bought and sold by the coal yeah. industry. Them's fighting words ahead of a meeting where what they're searching for tomorrow is harmony.
Look, a lot of politics is being played here, and I think we need a touchstone to reality. One of the touchstones is how prepared not only is South Australia but the rest of the Australian states to withstand storms of this magnitude that scientists tell us will occur more frequently thanks to climate change. The next point to make is Australia is facing a critical time when it has to review and look at the way in which it produces its power. Are we being set up to establish new coal-fired power stations with a lifespan of 50 years at the cost of billions of dollars that will run slap bang against the 2050 deadline for net zero okay. emissions. These are the realities we have to face.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran. Goodbye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.